welcome to the Heart and Soul Summit. I am so grateful that you are here giving yourself this gift of time and honoring yourself to take this information in. There's so much here for you, so much love, so much support, so much caring, so much guidance from these amazing women who are the authors of the soon-to-be-released Heart and Soul Anthology book, where they share their stories and lessons, where they've gone through transformations in their life. You know, they've had ups and downs, just like you and me. They're regular, ordinary people, and yet they're very extraordinary in the sense that they have lived this huge transformation. They're living their life now on purpose, from purpose. They're living their passion, and one of their passions is to assist you on your own life journey. So I'm really happy to be able to present these authors to you. I'm Sue Erta. I'm the host of this event. I'm also the publisher for Powerful You Publishing, and we love what we do. I love the women that I get to talk to, and these authors that we're talking to are no exception. And today, I'm very happy to introduce you to Brenda Coulter. She is one of the co-authors in this book, Heart and Soul. She has a very wonderful story. I loved reading her story, and I know you'll love hearing a little bit about it, and you'll love reading it in the book when you buy that on our launch day. Right now, I'm going to read a brief introduction of Brenda, and then we'll get started talking with her. Brenda Coulter is the owner of Her Beautiful Mind, founder of Be the Reason, and vice president of SYLC Consulting. Brenda overcame the mistakes of her youth to climb the corporate ladder of a Fortune 500 company before deciding to follow God's calling for her life. Today, she merges her role as life coach, mentor, with the Word of God to present it in a way that makes it clear and practical to others. Brenda's mission is to show the world that no matter where you've come from, no matter how you've been burned, it's always possible to rise up from the ashes and begin anew. And Brenda, I love just the message that is in your introduction. I'm so happy to talk to you. How are you?
I'm well. I'm happy to talk with you as well.
Great. And I love the name of your company, and all, which is also, you know, part of the name of this topic that you have today, Her Beautiful Mind, a guide to becoming a more harmonious, enchanting, remarkable you. And I would love if you could start by telling our audience, what does Her Beautiful Mind mean, and why is it important for you, and why did you create it?
Well, the Her in the Her Beautiful Mind is actually the harmonious, enchanting, and remarkable. And it was actually born, I'm always careful, I don't argue with people, but I was having very heated fellowship with a guy friend of mine, and he kept calling my viewpoint crazy and was just really behaving in a really dismissive manner. So I kind of started to think and pray a little bit, and I thought about how a lot of the time, society makes it seem like women are these irrational beings who operate governed on emotions alone, and I kind of just wanted to express my thoughts. So I created a blog. I felt like I had come to a point in my journey where it was time to kind of take all the lessons that I cultivated in life and use that knowledge and wisdom to help other women and to give us all a voice. So all of that was actually took part in why I created it. And it's important because I think it's important that we kind of take the Word of God, combine it with some New Age thinking and mindfulness in a way, like you said, that makes it practical, practical and understandable and attainable for everyone.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I love how hearing how things are born, you know, where is the passion born from or where does that focus come from? And I love that story that you're having that what you called a fellowship with this guy who wasn't getting it or wasn't hearing you. And I love that that's what this came from. I also am a really big fan of acronyms. So I love that HER stands for harmonious, enchanting, and remarkable. That's so awesome. And really in your practice, I guess that's what you help people to feel in their own lives and to achieve. I don't like the word achieve so much, but to live that way, right?
Exactly. I just want women to know that regardless to how eclectic some may think that our thinking can possibly be, it is harmonious, it is enchanting, and the mind of a woman is truly remarkable for anyone who would take the time to kind of delve into that with her. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Brenda, I would love if you would share with our listeners a little bit about your personal journey and how it led you to where you are today.
Well, in essence, I kind of grew up as what I always say, the quintessential poverty-stricken, quote-unquote, statistic. In my eyes, I'm always careful to say that, by my perception, my mother was very disengaged. My father was absentee. And unfortunately, I also suffered my first experience with sexual abuse at the age of 11. As a result of those things and my own personal mindset, I became a mother at 15 and a high school dropout. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder at 16, and even became agoraphobic for about 2 years. If anyone doesn't know exactly what that is, I literally could not leave my house. It would cause severe panic attacks. At my lowest point, I actually attempted suicide several times. So I can't really say that I had an aha moment that kind of brought me to a turning point, but I actually became resigned to the fact that misery was a given for me. So I said, I have these children, so I have to live the best of my ability, and I actually grew to become what some would consider somewhat successful in education and career, but I was just barely functioning. I had a friend who actually did know this part of my life that most people did not know. She became a life coach and taught me a process that actually ended up changing my life. Upon completion of her program, she came to me and she said, you know, can you pray about whether I should offer certification for this model? It's called the Sphere model. I felt like that was divine alignment because, as I said, I had come to a point in my life where I wanted to share this with other women. So I joined her program and became one of the first of three SILC certified, that's the SYLC, certified life coaches, and I decided from that moment on to move forward and to help other women come to the place of understanding that I had come to with my own emotional and mental wellness.
Wow. I love that. You know, that's so important, too. And, you know, that saying, right, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and that's what your friend became for you. And way more than a friend now, because I know the two of you work together.
Yes, we are actually we actually co-own Silk Consulting, so so she's my business partner now.
I love that. So I know that a big component, and you did mention this, a big component of what you're passionate about is emotional wellness. So why do you have such a passion for helping other people realize how important emotional wellness is?
For me personally, as I came along, I realized that I never understood my emotions, and I didn't realize that until after I developed an understanding. So it's like that old saying, you don't know what you don't know. Simply realized that the more knowledge I could develop surrounding my emotions, it became easier to get a grip on them and to ultimately learn from them as well. So it's like through the wisdom that I garnered regarding the inner working of the human mind and the thought processes, and the stronger I became at maintaining a firmer control of my thoughts and emotions, I felt like everyone could benefit from that, which is why we call SEER a self-coaching model, because you literally train yourself on how to rethink situations. And I felt like that's something everyone could use learning.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So let me ask you this. How do you know, or how did you know, when you were emotionally well now? Like, when did you feel like you were actually well instead of struggling with all of those things that had been going on in your life?
You know, I think now that was an aha moment. I actually was going through a point to where forgiveness was an issue for me. I actually touch on that a little bit in my chapter, the forgiveness of my father. And going through it, I used to have to write these things down. The SEER model is actually a process. And I used to have to write down the process and each thing and how I was going to rethink it. And I sat and I rethought a very negative situation, and I did it on my own without writing it down, without sitting on it and praying on it and meditating. And I went, oh, wow, I just did that, and I didn't have to take 20 or 30 minutes to do it. And that started happening more and more in my life, situations that would affect me in a very negative way, or I know that they are situations that would have me down before. Now they're barely speed bumps, like, on my road to self-awareness.
I love that. It's so cool when we figure out, oh, we know this, we get this, you know, and it feels good. And I love those moments because everybody's got them. So it's about being aware of it, right? Like, you got to be aware of what's going on in your life and in your feeling place, too. Got to have that. Yeah, that's great. So, you know, I know, Brenda, that you have a fabulous program, really, called the Silk Consulting Corporate Emotional Wellness Program. That's a lot of words, right? The Silk Consulting Corporate Emotional Wellness Program. Sounds great. So what do you hope to accomplish with that program?
Well, actually, I hope to get people, like we just discussed, to the point to where I am. So to kind of help the participants get intimately familiar with their own thoughts and emotions in a manner that allows for you to be more curious instead of judgmental of how you think and feel, and it kind of encourages growth and personal development. It kind of encourages them to truly what we call be the driver. Get it? Steer, driver. But we always tell
people
that they can be the driver, that they can be the driver of their own success. So we kind of do a series of workshops, and that's what helps with this. We have titles that kind of span from setting healthy boundaries to overcoming procrastination, and we go into companies. We perform these under the guise, well, not under the guise, but we're helping the corporations because it does help them, but we reach so many more people. When you get a company that goes, I have 50 employees that I want to come in here, so not only are we helping that organization, but that's 50 more people that we've just helped that are sitting in this room that won't just apply this to their work life, they'll apply this to their home life as well. So ultimately, we just kind of want to create a more emotionally healthy, thoughtful, and mindful world.
I love that. And so, you know, I like that too, especially that you're working with corporations because, you know, people spend, what do we spend, a third of our life at work, right? So I love that you're getting them where they have to be every day. They're getting paid to be there. So I love that you're able to do that and that corporations are open to this as well.
They are. We are finding that more and more corporations, like every, well, not everyone, but lots of corporations have employee wellness programs where they'll pay for your gym membership or they'll help you get physically healthy or even if you need a therapist. But I feel like emotional wellness is kind of at the core to even the mental health aspect of it. And if we can get people who are able to process their thoughts or able to consider exactly what and how they're thinking to rethink those thoughts and kind of retrain their brains, then, like I said, we can kind of, everybody's a little bit more mindful and a little bit more healthy at the end of the day.
Perfect. Love it. So Brenda, tell me, emotional wellness, what is the first step on this journey to emotional wellness?
The first step, definitely thought awareness. We always give this specific statistic because it kind of blows people away. Most people don't realize that they have 80,000 thoughts per day. And in those 80,000 thoughts, we usually don't know exactly what we're thinking because it's so automatic. Our brains kind of just work. They kind of just do exactly what it is they do. We usually don't take the time to sort of pause and become aware of exactly what it is that we're thinking. So once we get that thought awareness, then we can kind of move into thought management. So we definitely have to be aware first. So that's the first step.
Yeah, I love that. I always say this thing, and I wrote it in my first book. I still love this one sentence. Think about what you're thinking about. You know, what is it that's going on in your head, right? That's that thought awareness.
That's right. We actually have a challenge when we do what we call Fear 101. It's the first set of workshops to where we have people do a what the heck are you thinking challenge.
Oh.
And we challenge people throughout the day, set their alarm, stop, and write down exactly what your brain is doing right now. And it usually produces some pretty awesome results. And that gives people the awareness that they need to kind of analyze thoughts as well.
Yeah, I love that. You know, and maybe you know this, Brenda. I know that there's some statistic on this. You said there are 80,000 thoughts that we have every single day. There's some statistic, and I can't remember what it was, but most of those thoughts are repetitive thoughts. They're not even unique thoughts. So it's not like we're having 80,000 unique thoughts and we're thinking about all this different stuff, but there's something that we keep repeating over and over and over and over and over in our head. But what do you know that statistic? Because I don't know.
90% of those 80,000 thoughts are repetitive thoughts.
Yeah.
And what makes it so bad is of the repetitive thoughts, 95% of those are negative.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Again, got to think about what we're thinking about. What the heck are you thinking? I love that, the setting the alarm thing. That's a great idea. That definitely will bring awareness to people. I hope that our listeners will do that. So that's good. So, Brenda, now you've helped a lot of clients along the way. Would you say that there's any common roadblock that a lot of people seem to be dealing with, kind of the same common roadblock?
And I could be a little biased because, again, this is something that my chapter deals with. I'm going to say the past. Most people do exactly as I did early on in life. They never deal with the issues of the past, and eventually they come kind of resigned to the pain and become almost complacent in it. They take kind of it is what it is mentality and don't understand that these issues can be resolved by taking some time to rethink the thought processes that are behind them and seeking to resolve. So we know we can't change the past, but so many of us are with the, oh, that's the past, it's over and it's done. But no, we actually need to seek to resolve these issues from the past so that we can learn and grow from them.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit further about that. So you said so we can resolve them so we can learn and grow, but what else? What are some of those benefits if we can resolve the challenges we had from our past? Like, what are some of those results we can look forward to?
Well, like we talked about, no matter what we do, our brains are wired to think about these things for the most part. If it's happened, if you've known it, if you've experienced it, it's always somewhere stagnant in your mind. So either we can keep thinking about them in the way that we always have, which breeds pain and discontentment most of the time, or we can take the time to rethink the situations in a more productive manner that does encourage the wisdom and the growth. So combining that practical process of dealing with your past, thinking about what emotions your thoughts are creating about your past, that process with prayer and meditation kind of shows that there doesn't have to be this vast chasm between stagnation and progress. We can kind of shorten the distance and make that leap from being stuck in one place to moving forward, and that's the ultimate goal, is to move forward.
I love that. And, of course, if we're moving forward, we are moving forward from our past more into present day and also into our future. You know, I know that we said that the past can cause lots of challenges for people. What about the future? I know that a lot of people get stuck because they have this, well, some people have this big, huge future planned and they never quite get there. You know, they never reach their goals. Why do you think that is?
I think that is, I believe it's the definition of anxiety, being worried about what's to come, what's worried down the line in the future. And the way that I quell that is that if I get myself in line today, that will prepare me for whatever does or does not happen in the future. There was a quote. I can't remember exactly what the quote was, but it basically said that if your plan A doesn't work out, don't worry. There are 25 more letters in the alphabet. And I think getting to that place where we know that even if the future doesn't work out the way that we plan or the way that we think that it should, that there is always a way to make it work the way that that's intended and that's helpful for other people, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And so, Brenda, I know that you also bring the Word of God into your trainings, and I guess that talks about even that. We can have comfort and faith, right, and faith knowing mm-hmm. that everything, there is a divine plan, right? So everything's okay
right.
And it's in perfect timing somehow if we just trust and believe that.
Yes, I do believe that. The reason why I had to start bringing mindfulness into it, though, is because while prayer is an amazing thing, it changes lives, it changes so many different things, that we also talk about the fact that God is an on-time God and that he's on his time and that we can't control the day or the hour, so we don't know. And I was finding myself to the place where I was going to church and people would go, well, pray on it. It's like, well, I did. Thank you. I will continue to do so. But can you tell me to do what it is that I need to do while I wait for my God to work? Because I still need a peace of mind in that waiting place, in that waiting area. So that's why I was like, you know what? This right here is the how I manage my time in a productive manner while I wait for God to do what he's going to do.
I love it. What a beautiful combination. It's a great pairing. That's perfect. That's great. So, Brenda, this has been wonderful. This information that you've shared is great. I know that you have a gift for our listeners. I'd love if you could please share that with them and let them know how they can get it. And also, I know there are people that will want to reach out to you or maybe learn more about you. And so if you can give us some contact information or your website or something like that, that would be awesome.
Sure. So for our listeners, we are going to do a 45-minute coaching consultation. I've been saying life coach. We're going to go into emotional wellness coach since that's my primary focus. So there's a 45-minute consultation. You can go to brendacoulter.com. Coulter is C-O-L-T-E-R. So brendacoulter.com will get you so that you can schedule that consultation. I should allow you to answer how to contact me since I've been driving you nuts in this process. I'm not good with email, so I would say contact me, inbox me via social media on the Her Beautiful Mind Facebook or Instagram page, or you can just do a search on Facebook for Brenda Coulter and you'll get me. You can also inbox me that way, but definitely social media is the best way to contact me.
Okay, terrific. And I know I enjoy following you on social media, Brenda, because you always provide some inspiration and some good thoughts on there, things for us to do. And I appreciate that very much because, you know, you never know who that one little sentence that you could put out there can really touch someone.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm glad. That's just been my goal from the very beginning. I just want to motivate and I want to inspire as well. So that's the goal.
You're doing it. So, Brenda, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything that you shared here today. I'm really grateful for your story in the book, too. I know that the listeners will love reading it. It's very personal to you, and it's really important, and I know that there are other people that have experienced some of the same stuff that you have that will really benefit from reading that, and I really loved it. It was a wonderful story. I really am so grateful that you decided to participate in this whole project, and I love your energy that you're bringing to this process, and it's really great. So thank you so very much.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, all of the help that you've given me in this process and just this platform, this idea to take so many amazing women, like just reading even the tips I've been excited reading about in the ebook. It's been amazing. So just to have and be considered an ally to this group of amazing women has been awesome. So I just want to thank you for putting something like this together, and thanks to your team because you guys have been amazing in this process. So thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for saying that. And, you know, it's our honor to do this. You know, this is a calling for sure to get people together and to help them share their stories because I know that we all learn and grow through stories. So having said that, I do want to invite our listeners to buy that book, Heart and Soul, on launch day, which is November 14th. So when you buy the book on Amazon that day and you bring your Amazon receipt back to our website, you'll be able to enter that and you'll have access to lots of free gifts, amazing, beautiful gifts from our partners and our authors. So be sure to do that. And also, be sure to continue to listen to the summit. We're interviewing these 24 amazing co-authors who are just sharing great information. So I hope you'll continue to listen. There are two interviews every single day. Listen to whatever inspires you and just get whatever you can from it and take it and bring it into your life, integrate it into your life. One little thing can go a long way. So continue to listen to the summit. In the meantime, I wish everybody a beautiful, happy day. Have a great day. Bye for now. Living from our heart.